This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. The news reported the very dramatic happening 15th of January 2009. There was a US Airways flight 1549 that was coming from New York City or just departed from New York City heading towards Carolina. And suddenly the captain's voice came over the PA, brace for impact. This was a bit of a shock. Many people thought something serious is going on. Maybe I'm going to die. So you can imagine what it'd be like sitting there in that plane. Well, the story went that the plane successfully landed on the frozen Hudson River. You might have seen this. It was an incredible landing and became known as the Miracle on the Hudson. And people, after thinking about this, said the plane crash gave us hope and a renewed appreciation for life. And on TV, they saw the ferry boats immediately came to the rescue, and all the passengers, 150 of them, survived. It really was the Miracle on the Hudson. There was a book written by Dorothy Furman and Kevin Quirk called Brace for Impact, Miracle on the Hudson. Survivors share stories of near death, and they learnt some tremendous things about courage and grace and compassion. This was what was said in the book. Something was guiding them, some force that brings out the best in human condition. Many wondered if this was some kind of sign. At our country's time of economic turmoil, struggle, pain, and uncertainty, could this have been a signal that someone or something was looking out for us, that there was reason to hope, that something good can come out of something that looks bad, very, very bad? And in that day, the moments before the plane actually landed, many of the passengers prayed. One of the passengers' name was Don Norton, and he said that even though we went through an incredibly traumatic event, there was an amazing thing. He said, no matter what our struggles or challenges might be, it doesn't have to be so bad and so hopeless. We can still get up every day. We appreciate the sunshine and the rain. We can breathe. We can love. I feel like I'm a better husband and father. I feel like I'm a better person since that crash. I wouldn't want to go through it again. But I definitely, he said, like the effects of what happened. Isn't it amazing how these things come out of what could have been a terrible tragedy? We have this sense that we know what it's like. You know, it could have been me in that plane. Or I know a friend, for example, who's faced tragedy. We've all faced, I think, life's difficulties and defeats and challenges. And maybe the dark moments have come. Most of us, I suspect, have had the bad moments, like those passengers on flight 1549 who are ready, if necessary, to die in that terrible crash. But we've found hope. We have survived. And this word, I want to say, hope, through the grace of God, we've been touched by God's grace. Whether we know it or not, God's hands have helped through people. And we've been granted second chances. Hope appeared in some form. There's a wonderful promise in the Bible. God spoke through Jeremiah, the prophet, in Jeremiah 29:11. I will bless you with a future of hope. And this is not I hope it works out somehow. It's based on something like Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our hope and strength, always present in times of trouble. It's important to remember that those words from the psalmist were written thousands of years ago. But it's not only for then, but it's also for now. My life is in your hands, psalmist said in Psalm 31, verse 15. Kathy Tricoli sang the song that says, my life is in your hands, my heart is in your keeping. I'm never without hope, not when my future is with you. My life is in your hands, and although I may not see clearly, I will lift my voice and sing because your love does amazing things. Lord, I know my life is in your hands. Well, we have no control really over what happens today or tomorrow, just like the 150 passengers that day. But we can have hope. We have hope in a God who loves and a God who guides. Dear Lord, today I acknowledge that I do have so much to learn. I need wisdom from you, and your word says it will be given, that you'll give us hope. All I've got to do is ask for it. And I ask just now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.